At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
We don't really ask you a lot about this. I remember you used to ask all the time. I remember Theo going out to watch players. Have you been going out to watch players at all? Or?
I haven't watched many players in person, and that was
a different time. Or
it was very intentional because I feel like unless I can commit to watching, like, you know, almost the entire player population, yeah, then it's going to be kind of random, and it's going to turn out, you know, if I see a guy and I saw them on a great day, I'm kind of cherry picking that experience. If I see them on a bad day, probably going to over-index for, you know, the one viewing that I saw. And I know that there are others who approach this differently in my position and go out and see a ton of players. But to me, it's kind of like you should see a ton or you should see none. Otherwise, you risk just introducing bias to the process.
It makes sense to me. I'm not just saying that. I mean, like, but, you know, because that's all I've known is I'm this time of year, guys have gone out. But I also, like, the bad day, the good day, the one guy, the two guys. And then, you know, another part of it is, oh, well, Craig Breslow was watching this guy. And then,
you know. Yeah, and you just risk, you know, I see one guy, he has a great day. I speak up in the draft room, and now all of a sudden that ends up being the guy that we take. And it was kind of arbitrary that I happened to see that guy and not, you know, 25 others.
Yeah.
And, I think we have a really good scouting department in place that's done a really good job with the draft for a long time and trust Devin to run the draft. And, you know, I'll ask questions where appropriate and, you know, try to help inform our kind of high-level draft strategy. But, you know, we have to trust the scouts, trust the process. And, like I said, you know, I think the evidence is in the track record.
How does that work?
Drafts.
Like, you know, you're in the room. Obviously, you know, Devin is like, this is his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then it becomes where the rubber meets the road time. Okay, you know, maybe Devin says, I want to pick this guy. Do you just say, okay, let's pick him? I mean, in other words, do you sort of let him have the ultimate say, or do you have the ultimate say? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, you know, I think we try to make decisions collectively. You know, I suppose if at the end of the day I was very uncomfortable with a selection that we were going to make, you know, I could put my thumb on the scale, but I'm hesitant to do that. You know, I think instead I'll ask questions about the process and, you know, that we to ensure that we've collected as much information as we can, you know, to make sure that we, you know, we're not going to find something out after we make the draft selection. We, you know, we talk about the alternatives that might exist at that pick. I think that's where I can be more useful than saying, you know, I don't think that this guy has a, you know, has a 55 hit tool. I think he's got a 50 hit tool, right? Like that.
Was there a guy in last year's draft where his name came up and you were familiar with him and it said, oh, yeah, you know, like, and you sort of were in the back of your mind, like, I like that guy. You know, I know obviously Braden is like top, but sometimes maybe there's a second or third or fourth rounder.
Yeah, I try to get as familiar as possible with the entire player pool.
Yeah.
You know, and so I feel like I don't want to be caught off guard where we're talking about a handful of players that are going to be available at our pick and I'm not familiar with them,
yeah.
You know. But obviously last year we skewed pretty heavily toward pitching. You know, a lot of that was intentional and kind of worked through prior to getting to the draft.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are a bunch of players that, you know, we all would have been very comfortable with.
Or maybe there was a guy like, you know, you try to familiarize yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, I didn't know about him. And they're like, oh, no, this guy's really good, you know.
We spend enough time talking to all the players.
I'm sorry, these are stupid questions, but I don't know how it works.
Yeah. No, I mean, we spend, you know, days and days and days talking through the players. And we've got a pretty good idea of, you know, what players will be deciding about, you know, at each of our picks.
Which player fell last year that you didn't think might fall?
I don't think I could point to a single player. I think, like, you know, you generally will say, like, hey, these five guys are likely to go in the top five picks. Exactly what the order is, we don't really know. And then probably by pick 10, these are the group of players that are going to be gone. And so, you know, I think you kind of deal with it in pockets as opposed to, like, I think this guy's going to go 1-1 and then this guy's going to go next, right? It's more like you zoom out and you say, yeah, that's basically how we thought the first, you know, 10 or 15 picks were going to go. You know, I think what differs maybe year to year is where that threshold is, where you'd say, hey, these are, you know, the clear top five guys or the clear top eight guys. You know, and I think there's a little bit more uncertainty maybe in this year's draft, so we'll see how it plays out.
It was funny you said that. I was talking to Scott Hatterberg about the draft a couple years ago when they drafted Jacob Wilson. That top five, everyone knew the top five, and they had fell out of it. They should have gotten the number one pick, but they didn't. So they're, like, left at six, and they're sort of like, what do we do? It worked out for them anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so. And usually that's the way, at least in my experiences, that's the way it's gone, where you would say, hey, this is the consensus top four, top five, top six. And usually it kind of falls that way. You know, teams are largely, like, playing off the same deck at this point.
Yeah.
You know, they're collecting the same information. They're using similar models, getting similar scouting reports. So.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.